Give to the king thy judgment, O God, and to the king's son thy justice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, I wish you a blessed return to the school after Christmas vacation, when now you are once again in work, fulfilling your present vocation in life. The words of the introit of the Mass of Epiphany explain us that everyone, even the mighty kings, have to render an account of their actions to the Almighty Judge. In his sermon about the wise men, St. Augustine says that the child Jesus is the object of worship to the wise men and of terror to the godless. At the start of the new year and resuming our duties in the school, it is necessary to be mindful today about the responsibilities of a Christian. You children have a big responsibility of always listening and obeying the word of your parents and teachers. To you, you have the voice of parents and teachers, while the wise men had a star, which was their voice from God. You children fulfill your responsibility by obeying God's call, as the wise men obeyed God by following the star. On the other hand, child Jesus is really the terror to those who do not obey God. For evil King Herod feared when he heard from the wise men of child Jesus, whom they were seeking. In our days, most of the people do not obey God, and think how horrible will be the judgment of him who, even as a baby, struck terror into evil kings. You should learn from this how much wiser is the thought of those people who seek Christ, as the wise men did, to worship him, than of those who seek him, like Herod, to kill him. Each of us is part of the Church of God, and each of us has an important mission in our church. It is our responsibility, children, to fit into that church and not try to make the church fit into you. Think of a builder of a skyscraper. Think of his disappointment if he discovers that the great steel beams which he is using in the construction are just 2 or 3 inches too long. But he does not demolish the skyscraper. Instead, the builder cuts down the beams to the desired length, height, or width, and then fits them into the hole. So it is your responsibility in life to fit yourselves to the teachings of God and His Church. When you do your schoolwork or your duties at home, remember that it may be sometimes necessary to cut yourselves like the steel bars so that you become smaller, more humble. Think of the great men of the East bowing down before a small child. They were certainly cut a great deal of their earthly honor and thrown into the threats of cruel King Herod. But still they listened and obeyed the voice of God and followed the star. In school and at home, you may not always get what you would want, but as long as you fit into the hole, when you are cut into exact size as God wants you to be, then you have fulfilled your responsibility. Remember that it is not this life we are created for, but for the life in heaven. And in order to get to heaven, you cannot be molded according to the desires of earthly kings, like evil Herod, but according to the will of Christ the King, who cuts you as he desires, so that you would be perfectly fit to your heavenly home. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.